I want to do a little bit of a reintroduction of this group simply because I think they're so unique. I had the opportunity to go down to Cortez back in, I believe it was November, to find out if there were any people in the Cortez community that did fishing. Well, that's probably a joke for the people who are from Cortez because everybody from Cortez does something related to fishing. And one of the things that we are interested in when we do our field work or our research to get a group together to invite to the festival is we want to see connections in the town and make sure that we cover all aspects of it, crafts, foodways, music. And music is one of those very difficult things to find because when you're talking about traditional music, the people that are the traditional musicians have been playing it for so long that sometimes they themselves even overlook the fact that they're an important part of the community. Anyway, I asked around, and I did find out, yes, Cortez had a few musicians in the town. Well, come to find out, it's more than a few, and they all seem to be in the same family. This is the Culbreth family I have on stage right now. And what was so interesting in talking to, I first met Richard Culbreth, who is on my immediate right. I went to his house, and we started talking about the family. He started telling me about his Uncle Goose, who is standing in the center here with the fiddle.
The good-looking one.
The good-looking one, that's right. And then we found out that his son, Lloyd, on the other side with the guitar, also played music. So what is just unique, I guess, is the long line of musicians that come from the Culbreth family and the fact that that music is such a very, very big part of the Cortez community, thanks in a large part to this particular family. So before they play, I would like for Goose and his son Lloyd and his nephew Richard to talk just briefly about their family tradition, which is the music. And in particular, I would like Goose to tell us about his brothers that played with him, his father, and what it was like as a child growing up with all that music around. So you want to talk to that, Goose?
Yes, I do. My father, he didn't like for me to fool with his fiddle at all when I was about eight, 9 years old. He wouldn't let me take it out of the case. And finally, he let me try it, so I learned how to play it. There was three of us had a little, we was going to see who could learn how to play the fiddle first. So, but one of my older brothers, he got a hold of that fiddle, and you never heard such squeaking and squawking. And the other fellow was staying with us was Bill Lane, and he was the same way. And about 2 days, I was playing my tune on it. And ever since then, my dad would let me play the fiddle. But he'd tell me, he says, take good care of that fiddle now, son. He said, that's all I've got. So I did. And it went on from there. And I had one brother was real good on the rhythm guitar. He didn't do no lead on it, but he was real good on rhythm. And every now and then he'd get a little too much to drink, and you couldn't get him to play with you. But you know how that goes. So that's the reason I started playing in bands around, because I couldn't get nobody to keep rhythm for me. So I said, well, I'll start playing with somebody else that does. So I did that, but I had all my brothers played, but one was one that he could make a few chords, and he never did follow it up. But all the rest of them could play fiddles or banjos or guitars. And me and one of my brothers that I was talking about that played the rhythm guitar, he played piano too, but we played on the black notes. They call them sharps. We didn't know what it was. But we come to find out we were playing on sharps. But I never could work my left hand. I could work it on this fiddle, but not on that piano. So I got I would get on the right end, and he would play the rhythm for me. So we would play tunes like Lazy Bones and Goofus and all them old different tunes, 5 Foot Two and all kinds of things like that. And my other brother, Marvin, Richard's dad, He could pick guitar, he could play rhythm, he could play the fiddle too, all of it, and he was real good at it. And he's done passed away. In fact, I'm the oldest one left out of the outfit. So that's about the way the whole thing went. And I had two brothers that played mouth harps, and they played the old D. Ford Bailey style. And they were really good. They was almost like D. Ford Bailey back in them days, you know. And it was really nice to be brought up in a family like that, you know. So that's about all I can think of to tell you.
Tell them about the fiddle when you got it.
Oh, this fiddle, yeah, I've had it ever since I was, I think, about 11 years old, maybe 12. And this fiddle was used. This couple had it. They couldn't play the fiddle, so they had it, and they would carry it around to a square dance if they went to one, and somebody could play a fiddle, they had it. So finally, their name was Pitts, and she passed away, so he didn't have any use for the fiddle, and my brother, Shelt, the older one, told me, he said, I know where you can get a fiddle for $12 if you want it. So I had split Michael. We always call it gutting Michael, taking the interest out, you know. And I had saved up that much money, and he said, if you give me the money, I'll go get the fiddle. So that's what he did, and I've had this fiddle ever since. I've learned all I know on this, which I don't know much. But all of my fiddle playing was learned on this and from other people. Very few people ever showed me how to play. I picked it up from listening to Curly Fox and Benny Martin and Tommy Jackson and all them different fiddle players, which is all good, every one of them. And they got some now just out of this world, like Ricky Skaggs and all them. I wish I could play a fiddle like that. But anyway, I enjoy it. And I'll let Lloyd talk a little bit now.
No, I don't have anything to say.
He said, I done said it all.
All I can say is he taught me how to play rhythm when I was 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. I would like to say that I've taught Richard his first chords on the guitar. And taught Lloyd that, but I can't help it because he ain't learned no more. I tried anyway.
Raise a dummy.
Well, I got a kind of a late start. I didn't start playing music until I was about 18 years old. I used to watch my dad play guitar and try to mimic him a little bit. He didn't know the names of the chords and things that he was trying to play, and so he couldn't tell me what to do until I got interested enough to go over to Uncle Goose and start playing a few chords with him. And the gentleman back here in the back.
He showed you both of them he knew.
Yeah. I learned both chords he knew, yeah. The gentleman back here in the back, Vernon Mora, he's my uncle. He had a little guitar he gave me, and I had that thing for about 20 years. And learned more or less how to make a few chords and whatnot on that. And this one here, this is Sears and Roebuck, about 1950, 49, somewhere around there. It has been refurbished a little bit, but I picked up a little bit on it. And the two guitars back here, the one on the left, I don't know if you can see it or not, the one on the left is a replica of the Gretsch that's here. My dad made that guitar, and
handmade.
He made that guitar, and it's very difficult to play. But he used to play a song on there. In fact, he played all of his music on it. But I learned one specific song that he does on it. That's why I got the guitar here today. I'll be playing that a little later. And that's about the extent of it. I tried to mimic finger pickers that I've heard through the years, like Merle Travis and Chet Atkins and people like that. Anybody else that I can pick up a lick or two from, if I can see them do it or hear them do it. Even Lloyd. I'll watch anybody. If they don't watch me watching them, I'll watch them try to pick up what they're doing. Thank you.
This is a Stephen Foster medley that he's playing. Mighty good, wasn't it? Well, I guess it's time for me to show off. I have to take this nut loose here so I can put the hair around the bow and make it sound like an organ. But I'm going to start off with a...
I'll hang it on here, then. Hang on
that chair. I'm going to start off with just the bow like we used to have to play it when back there during the Depression. We couldn't afford no hair on the bow, so I learned how to play it without it. So I'm going to attempt to do it. Then I'll try to make it sound like an organ when I put the hair around the fiddle. I learned that from, I can't remember what his name is right now, but I seen him with Cowboy Copas, and he was playing it with the hair around the fiddle, and I said, well, if he can do it, I believe I can. So I went back home, and I learned how to do it. So I'll show you what it's like in a minute. We're going to start off a little bit of back up and push. Thank you.
All right. Now in the next phase of our show, years ago when he learned how to play, well, actually a long time before he learned, when his daddy was playing, he used to play just a fiddle, and he used straws for a percussion instrument. And it was just the two of them because there was no amplified instruments, and they're just short on instruments. So they made do with what they could, and they cut down reeds, and they tuned up their fiddles, and they beat the straws on the fiddles, made it sound kind of like a little drum sound. And Lloyd is going to play the straws right now, while his dad plays some old-timey fiddle music. And I mean, some of them are old-timey. One of them, I don't know, wouldn't have the faintest idea where the name of the song came from. And the first song he's going to do is Granny, Will Your Dog Bite? No Child, No. And that, I don't have a... He don't think he knows where it come from either, but he learned it from his dad.
I have to tune it up every now and then. Bought it in tune, but the darn thing won't stay that way.
He just needs to hear that tune because he's tuning his fiddle up in that particular chord. Any musicians out there, he's tuned up in A chord, straight tuning. That gives the top string the resonance for the straw.
We got about 10 more minutes to go, so we're going to play another fiddle tune here with the straws.
Just to get the banjo good.
Old Joe Clark. I need to ask a question right now of all the old people out there who came up with us that know him and his fiddling. Would you rather hear the Mockingbird or the Orange Blossom Special? we don't have enough. Do we have enough time for both? Okay, we'll play both of them.
Things would lay in it.
You want to do the Mockingbird first? Last.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay, we'll do the Mockingbird first.
I have to sit down to do this one.
Let's see how come it really lower that. I'll let it down. Okay.
He's going to need to lower the microphone down so it'll pick him up. He has to sit down because he's going to be doing some things with the fiddle that he's going to be required to sit down to do.
I suppose so. I don't know how that
he used to play with a bow. He'd place a bow between his legs, but he got so old now he can't hold that bow between his eight legs. And so as Lloyd made him his contraption here to hold his bow in, he'll be playing a fiddle naturally. He'll be playing it like a cello, and he'll be playing it around in front of him with that contraption. Well, ended up with the Orange Blossom Special. This song was written and played by the Rouse Brothers down around Miami sometime around 1939. And he picked it up rather early, so he plays their version, more or less, of the song. And I'm going to join in, you know, a couple of times. Some of the newer stuff, and newer version.
This is a little bit of Orange Blossom Special. I don't know how to play it, but I'm learning. Thank you.
We're going to steal just a little bit of time here from him. He wrote a